Okay, so last week we started to define the parameters of Gezel, and we discussed the mode of Gezel. Kichas Mamon Shalokidin, as the Rambam finds in several places, Bechozegah, Bechazkah, Begalu, Befrahesia. So that's what we discussed last time, conditions under which the Kichas Mamon is taking place to define it as Gezel. Now what we want to discuss is the assumption that it involves, in fact, Kichas Mamon. Is that obvious? Is that really the case? Does it have to be that you're actually being notel mamon from someone else, or is it sufficient if you're just being kovish mamon, if you're simply withholding money that is in your possession that belongs to somebody else? Is that also a problem of Gezel? Okay. And the implication of the Rambam in several places is there's a clear distinction here. Gezel requires, just like Gneva, lekichas mamon, as opposed to a different iser. What iser? That's the iser of Oshek. So this iser of Oshek is limited to kvishas mamon. Right, the pasuk says, it also has another pasuk, Losash Sahir Ani Vevyon. So what is Oshek? So here, just as the background, so the Sifra explains, Oshek Davar Shal Mamon. What that means is, Ve'ezezeh HaKovish Tzchar Tzchir. Somebody who's laboring, and he deserves his wages. Kovish Tzchar Tzchir, somebody withholds the wages of his employee, he's over on Losashok. That's what Losashok is coming to forbid. Now, there is some disagreement in Rishonim in terms of the parameters of that iser of Los Ashok, whether or not that's limited to Kovish Shachar Tzchir. Rashi in Bava Metzia, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, seems to think that it is. He says, V'kol Oshek Kvish Shachar Tzchir Hu. This is on page number 3 in the Karashi. But I think probably the more prevalent opinion is represented by the Rambam and among others, that it's Kovish Shachar Tzchir is just the model. Right, withholding any form of any money which belongs to somebody else for whatever reason, withholding that money is in violation of Los Ashok. Why does the pasuk specifically, just in terms of why you see the, I mean, the pasuk says Los Ashok Schir, so you see why you might think that it's limited to that, but in the other case that's in Sefer Devarim. In the other case, in Parshas Kedoshim, the pasuk is not limited to Schir. It says Los Ashok Velo Sigzel. But the question, and therefore the question becomes, well, is it limited to Sechir? And Rashi thinks it is, but the Rambam believes it is not, among others. And he explains, though, in the course of delineating this in Sefer Mitzvos and Losase Reish Rem Zayin, he explains why the Pasuk specifies, in one case at least, specifies Kovish Shachar Tzchir, and Chazal for sure focused specifically on Kovish Shachar Tzchir. And he explains that there's a Chiddush here, and this is he gets from Gemara later on, Kufiyot Aleph, in Bava Metzia, actually, that Kovish Shachar Tzchir, there it's even more mechudish to a certain extent. It's because there, in the case of Shachar Tzchir, you're dealing with somebody who's never had that money in the first place, right? If I loan you money and you withhold it, so then you're over on Los Ashok. I understand. If you have a pikadon of mine, you're over Los Ashok. Okay, that's my money. But if, let's say, I'm working for you, so then you have to give me money, that's a chov that you have to give me, but perhaps you might say, in as much as that money in the first place never came to my hands, meaning I'm the employee, I could have thought maybe that wouldn't be an iser. Kamash Lan, Kovish Chashkir, that too is over. That's what the Rambam explains. V'amnam himshil b'schar sechir, again, both the pasuk, in one of the psukim and Chazal consistently speak about it as Kovish Shachar Tzchir. The reason that they're focusing on that is Bavur Hayosel Chov Gamur Alecha V'Afa Bishu Lo Nasan Lecha Me'etzlo Mamon, as opposed to the other cases, V'Lo Higi Liyado Mitzido Mamon and Kol Zeh Achar Shebalo Etzlecha Chov Yadua Whose Harta Me'achzik Bo. Yes.
Isn't there a concept like Kol Roi Legavos Kigawidami?
So it's why would we apply that here? It's Kol Roi Legavos Kigawidami. But yeah, so how would that? I mean, that's machlokas. It's machlokas by Shammai Beis Hillel. But why would it? And let's say you say it's kagavo dummy.
So then for now, it's not only that he's never had it. Really, it is his.
You have to always look in, you know, the lenient ma where he's saying it. You know, the sugya is discussed in different cases. I think Shemitah is one of them. Whatever the halachic status is, either way, it wouldn't be the same. Meaning, either way, there's a difference between taking money from somebody. That there's a difference in taking money from somebody, that's clear. But what the Rambam is saying is just why stress this is that it actually he never got that money in the first place. Now that's true even if you might say kagavo dami legabe certain things. Again, it's always legabe certain things. Okay, so that's just in terms of Oshik. So the question that we wanted to now look into is just where Gezel stands with regard to this. So here, as I say, the Rambam, if you look at the Rambams, all the Rambams that we've quoted, and some of them are on the first Makarashi, I apologize, I can't repeat them, but the Rambam is always very clear that there's a, you know, that's the distinction between Gezel and Oshek. Gezel, notel, is Lakicha, whereas Oshek is being Kovish, right? This is the Rambam, if you look in page number one, in the Makorah sheet, right? Ezel Gozel, Zel Kech, Maman Ha'adam B'chazka, and then in Halacha Dalet, which is page two, page two on the end, is it Hua Oshek, which is the next Halacha, Zesha Bamam Chaveiro L'toch Gadah B'rtzon Balim V'kevon Shedevu Kavash Ha'maman Etzlav. Somebody who is Mishtale, somebody who simply is holding on to money that doesn't belong to him, he didn't go into the other person's legal domain or into his property and actually remove it from him. That's Oshek. Gzela is Lakichas Mamon, and Oshek is Kvishas Mamon. And also in Sefer Mitzvos, he makes that quite clear as well. In Reish Mem Zayin, in the Lav of Oshek, Ram also stresses this point. One second, I'm getting it. It's on page 5. Gneva is Lakichas Davar Shel Hazulas B'Tachpula B'Hester. Gezel, Lakichas Davar Shel Hazulas B'Onis B'Chazka B'Galui. And Oshek is Sheyehel Hazulas B'Etzcha Chob Mesiyam. And Atamak Zikbo, okay? And yet, there's a little bit of a fly in the ointment, which is that we find the following. In the Tosefta of Metzia, in Perigir Halacha Gimel, this is on the bottom of page 3, says that a Kovish Shechar Tzachir, it's not just over on a single lav, it's over on several lavin. Chamisha lavin. One of them is Bal Tigzol. Somebody withholds wages is over on Gzela. And this is something which is it's derived in the Sifrei as well. Lo sashak sachir ani ve'evyon, lo sigzal matam lomer lo sashak b'lamet shekol kovish shachar sachir over mishum abar lavim, batosh batashok batigzol batalin, etc. etc. So batigzol you're over. Now is this something which is taken to be correct lahalacha? It clearly is. The Gemara says it twice. In Bav Mitzia on Daf Kufir Alef and Aleph quotes mikan amru kol kovish shachar sachir over misha shemo salalu. And one of them being Bal Tigzol. And then you have, in addition to that, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which is a crucial Gemara, I think we discussed it a little bit, where Rava seeks to identify why the Torah had to write. Rava assumes that if we could have understood that what the Torah prohibits with the phrase Lo Sigzol is prohibited even without the phrase Lo Sigzol, so then that's a problem. We need to find why the Torah needed to tell us Lo Sigzol. So the way that he sets up the argument is, I could have derived that there's an isser of Lakichas Mamon Shelo Kedin without the phrase Lo Sigzol in the Torah. I could have derived that from a Bamem Matzinu from Onah and Ribis. Between the two of them, I would have understood that everything that the isser Lo Sigzol prohibits is prohibited by the Torah already from that Bamem Matzinu. Okay, this is the sugya. This is the conclusion here. Tzad Shavah Shepen, meaning Onah and Ribis, Shekin Gozlo, meaning I'm taking money from somebody, you know, that isn't mine. Afani avi gezel. Therefore, all the cases of gezel, which the Torah prohibits in Lo Sigzol, I already know that from the Bamematzino of Onah of Ribis, right? And his answer, the Gemara's answer is Amri Hachinami Elavi gezel Amali. So, why did the Torah write gezel? The assumption being again, it needs to be that I would have. It's coming to prohibit something I would not otherwise have realized prohibited. The Gemara answers the Kovish Sachar Sachir. It's coming to tell us that the Kovish Sachar Sachir violates gezel. The Gemara then asks, Kovish Schar Sechir doesn't need Gezel, it already has its own Isser. Losashok, right? Losashok, Kovish Schar Sechir, Behedrik Sivbe, Losashok Sechir Anivi Avion. The Gemara responds, Lavor Lav Bishnei Lavin. It's true that already is prohibited, but the Torah is coming to prohibit something twice in order to indicate the severity of it, etc., etc. We'll have to come back to that, perhaps. So the Gemara wonders, okay, but if already I'm saying that the lav of Gezel is coming to prohibit something to indicate the severity of it, right, and that's why it's necessary to say it, so then why not just say it's coming to prohibit regular Gezel? And even though I would have known already from Bamem Atzinu from Onav Ribis, so then it's lav or lav v'shnei lavim. Why do I have to stipulate that it's introducing something new that wasn't already known? So the Gemara responds, basically, that Davar lame binyano, ubinyano de sikhiriksiv. Meaning, it's not that there was an extra phrase, lo sigzol. It's not that the fact that the Torah actually formulated a separate prohibition tells us that it's kovish sachar sachir. It's that it said so in the context in which it did. Namely, if you look at the first makor in these pages, right? Lo sashok es reyachav lo sigzol. Lo salin pula sachir itchad boker. So it's right in the context of sachir. The reason the Torah formulated, it didn't have to write lo sigzol. The reason it wrote Lo Sigzol is is in order to place it in the context of Schir, in order to tell you that the Kovei Shachar Schir violates Lo Sigzol. So it's not that that having it written Lo Sigzol means we need to come up with something that otherwise would not have been prohibited. We wouldn't have had to. We could have just said it's there to just reinforce the Isser that you already would have had from a Bamem Atzinu. The point is that the Torah wrote it because it wanted to indicate that the Kovei Shachar Schir violates not just Oshek, but also Gezel, by placing it in that context. Follow? It's Davar Lamin B'Inyano. Okay? Yeah? What?
Just the whole point of the puzzle is just to...
The reason the Torah wrote it was in order to place it in the context, it was because it wanted to put it in the context of Shachar Schir in order to let you know something you would not have known otherwise, which is that a Kovei Shachar Schir violates Lo Sigzol. That's what Rava's claim. Right? But again, the point is not that, and having written it, we have to find something. The point is, we would have been happy saying, okay, it's Lav or Lav Shnei Lavin, or it's just Lav or Lav B'Shem Gezal, whatever it is. The what tells us that it actually does violate Kovei Shachar Schir, that Kovei Shachar Schir violates it, is the fact that it's among the surim that have to do with Schir. Okay? So we have two things that are added by the Gemara in Ezer Neshech, that we didn't know before, just from the Gemara's and from the Tosefta and from the Sifrei. One is how we know that Lo Sigzol comes from Bei Kovei Shachar Schir, Me'inyan, from the fact that it's written in the Pasuk next to these Baal Talin and to Lo Sa'ashok. And second, that the whole reason Lo Sigzol even needed to be written was in order to tell us that, to forbid Kovei Shachar Schir, because all the other cases of Gezel would have been prohibited already from a derivation of Mementino from Ona and Ribis. Now, Bit Pashtus, it's clear, Lechora, that Lo Sigzol, once written, of course, forbids classic Gezel, what I'm calling classic Gezel now, right? Which is the case where you're no-till something, some money that belongs to somebody else. It, of course, forbids that, in addition to Kovei Shachar Schir. What the Gemara is saying is that I would have known already that all those cases are prohibited by Ben Mematzinu from another Ribbis. So the only thing that the Pasuk actually introduces that I didn't know otherwise is Kovei Shachar Schir. But of course, having there be a Lo Sigzol that comes to forbid, in addition, the classical Gezel that isn't covered by Shachar Schir. That, I think, is the Pashas. And this is how the Lechem Mishnah explains it. Nay, the ilav kra de Lo Sigzol have a nafkalon Gezel meribis vona. But baser de asa kra de Shachar Schir, vavki rachman belashen Gezel, having Torah having written Lo Sigzol, of course, havi azhar lekol Gezel dama, that prohibits Gezel. Here, the Gemara Bava Metzia Kuvir Alef Amabez presents Machlokas. The question that the Gemara, here, let's take a look at it. The Gemara says, Ezehu Oshek ve'ezehu Gezel. What's Oshek, what's Gezel? And the Gemara answers as follows. Omer Rav Chista, Lech Veshov, Lech Veshov. Basically, you have a four-way Machlokas there. The first three opinions try to find cases of Kovei Shachar Schir that would be Gezel, and cases of Kovei Shachar Schir, which would be Oshek. In other words, the assumption was that it's not the same cases that violate Gezel that violate Oshek. They're two different cases. We'll see. The Gemara B'Metzia is Lashitas Rava. The fourth Deya, which is Rava, says Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel. They're all the same. But Lama Chilkan Akasuv, Lav or Lav B'Shnei Lav. Right? So Rava says that there's no distinction. All the cases here violate both Gezel and Oshek. And why did the Torah feel the need to prohibit? It's not to cover all the cases of Kovei Shachar Schir. Again, each of those Lavim do that. It's Lav or Lav B'Shnei Lav. So the Gesugim in Ezer Neshech is clearly reflecting the opinion of Rava. Yeah?
This isn't problematic to Rava, though.
Oh, so that's what I'm going to get to. But first, before we get there, I just wanted to just clarify what the Gemara is saying regarding Gezel. So the Pashas is that, of course, Lo Sigzol prohibits Gezel, I mean classic Gezel, Netila. What does the Gemara mean when it says Ezo Oshek, Ezo Gezel, and Rava says Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel? So that just means that in the Brisa, which we cited, that a Kovei Shachar Schir violates five Lavin, one of them being Lo Sigzol, one of them being Lo Sa'ashok, that Kovei Shachar Schir, Zehu Oshek, Zehu Gezel, that means that all the cases of Kovei Shachar Schir violate both, in contradistinction to the previous three deos, which held that there were some cases of Kovei Shachar Schir which violate Gezel, and some other cases which violate only Oshek. But what isn't the Gemara saying? It's not saying that Oshek and Gezel are the same phenomenon, the same thing. In other words, if you ask Ezu Oshek ve'Ezu Gezel, so the normal, a good answer would have been, if we weren't asking about a particular context, Gezel includes, no-tell, let's say, Davar Shein Shalom, right? That would have been a good answer. But the Gemara didn't respond to it simply because it was asking, when we're talking about Kovish Sechar Sechir, so what's Gezel, what's Oshek? And the Gemara's response, Rava says, they're both, well, everything is Gezel and Oshek, meaning all Kovish Sechar Sechir violates Gezel, all of it all violates, all the cases, you know, there's the different cases of where a person could have a, you know, a Kvishas Sechar Sechir, if he says, I've already paid you, or if he says, you know, I'm not giving it to you. So there were some, there were various opinions about some, this case violates Gezel, this case violates Losashok. Rava says, no, all of it violates both. And the reason that the pasuk repeats in Isser is in order to indicate the severity of Lava or Lava Shnei Lava. Okay. But that seems to be the simple interpretation. And that's exactly what the Ritva and Yashan says as well. Ezu Oshek Vezu Gezel, Gabe Schirhu Dimi Baile, Ava Ba'ama. But if you ask in general what is the difference between the Isser of Gezel and the Isser of Losashok, that's clear. Yikatuba Bein Oshek Vegezel, the Oshek Hushem Aki Baman Chaveru Etzlo, the Gezel Shagozlo Be'edayim. Right? And he says it later on again. Meaning, what cases of kovish shachar sechir are gezel and what are oshek? But not, it's not an open-ended question. What's the difference between these two lavin? That's bepashtus. The Magen Mishnah, however, to me, it's very astonishing. And it's quite tamua. But the Magen Mishnah apparently understood otherwise. The Magen Mishnah apparently understood. He interpreted the Gemara on Samech Aleph and Nezu Neshek to be saying that classic gezel, in fact, it's not just that what I would have known had I not had Lo Sigzol. In fact, even with Lo Sigzol, what Lo Sigzol comes to prohibit is not classic Gezel. You actually don't violate Lo Sigzol with Netilas Mamon Acher. That's actually prohibited by Onava Ribis. Lo Sigzol comes only to prohibit Kovish Shachar Sechir. And what Rava means when he says Lava Lava Shnei Lavin is these two Lavin entirely overlap. Meaning the scope of Lo Sigzol and the scope of Lo Sashok are identical. They both prohibit, and prohibit only, Kovish Shachar Sechir. Let's say V'chadome. And he got that all from the Gemara in Samech Aleph. Right? He got that, he says, he just assumed that that's what it meant. And therefore, he's you know, this creates a significant problem for the Rambam, because the Rambam, like most, assumes that No-Tel Davar Me'acher violates Gezel. What we're going to come back to is the fact that he thinks it's only that which violates Gezel, or at least that's the way it sounds. But it's certainly at least that which violates Gezel. So my mission says that doesn't actually make sense to me. Because of Lomatzinu Ki in Pasuk Echad, there's only one Lo Sigzol, and Chazal say in Samach Aleph, Yukinu Beperkezu Neshach, but Kovish Chas Chir, the Gezel Gummer, mi binayu, the Ribbis Vona Asya. Vimkein Heach Nasos Mitzvos Chalukos Vitzarchian? Maybe, he says, the Rambam was Somech on Testament Beis, Veinu Mukrachas. The reason I think it's, meaning the Sugyo on Nine Testament Beis, which is, presumably the reason you would say it's Eina Mechrach is the Gemara there doesn't say that you're violating Israel Lo Sigzol. It just asks what's Gezel. So presumably the Magen Mishnah wants to say, yeah, that Gemara is defining Gezel, but it doesn't tell you which lav, which azhara you're violating. But this is, to me, as I say, extremely puzzling. Gemara never says that in fact, we do prohibit regular Gezel based on one of our verbs. It's saying I could have understood that it was prohibited based on this. But Lav Davka, that in fact, that is the basis for it, and that therefore when you have Lav the Gezel, it's simply coming to introduce that new thing, the Chiddush, and that's all it applies to. And it would seem very strange to say that you have an Isser Lo Sigzol, but you actually don't violate it doing classic Gezel. But that's what the Magen Mishnah thought. And in truth, some think that that's actually what the Rav Moshe Mikutzi, the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, also thinks. Because the Smag basically quotes the Rambam. He says that we have two Isurim, Kufnun Vav, Kufnun Zayin. Two Isurim. There's Losashok Velo Sigzol, and he defines Gezel and Oshek the way he usually does, by citing the Rambam, right? Ezu Gozel, Zel, Kech Mam Chaver Bechazka, Kinin Shnemar, Vizal Chanes Miyad Mitzri, and then Ezu Oshek, Zel, Shabab Mam Chaver Le Yadav, Bertzon Abayle, Mekevan Shtavu, Kavash Mamon Etzol, right? One is the Kikos Mamon, it's Kvishas Mamon. Then he says, Avo Pishe Pshuto Kachu, Mikomakum Amar Rava Perga Makabel Zeu Oshek Zeu Gezel Lachi Afki Rechmana Betray Lishnei Lavor Labitshnei Lavin, and if that's the case, is on page 5. Lefinian Zeu Lav Echadu V'Nimna Tachtav Hader Garsinu Perachelak. He finds another iser. So some understand that what the Smag is reflecting here is exactly the way the Magen Mishnah read the Gemara, meaning, in fact, we don't need Lo Sigzol. It does not actually prohibit Netilas Mamon Acher. That's prohibited by two other lavin that are already on the list of Taryag. That's prohibited by Ona of Ribis and a Babem Metzina between them. What Lo Sigzol comes to prohibit is merely, simply, what Lo Sashok already prohibits. What he's saying here is, therefore, according to the way the Sugya has emerged, you have to omit Gezel from the list, because you have already Lo Sashok. according to the Shita of the Smag, apparently, if you don't introduce anything new, you're not going to get included on the list of Taryag. And given that Gezel, the way that Chazal seems to be reading it, Gezel, even though it's not Peshutos HaMikra, Gezel seems to only prohibit that which Lev Sashuk already prohibits, namely, Kvishas Mamon of Sechar Sechir. It doesn't need to be on the list. You get everything that we thought Gezel prohibits from Lev Sashuk on the one hand, and then the classic Gezel, which is Onav Ribis, on the other, and therefore we can omit it. I don't think that's what the Smag has in mind, even though Achronim seem to think that that's what it has in mind. Lefianis Zaiti, I think they're assuming that he's omitting the Isser of Lo Sigzal. I think it's more likely that he's omitting the Isser of Lo Sashok. Actually, if you look, he doesn't actually cite this, the Sugya in Ezu Neshech. I think what he's saying is that given that Lo Sigzal prohibits everything that's in Lo Sashok, you don't need Lo Sashok anymore, right? Because Lo Sashok doesn't come to introduce anything new. Now, if you notice, he doesn't actually cite the Sugya in, and this is why I think this is besides the fact that Misvara, I find the Magmish is reading hard to understand. But he doesn't actually cite the sugya in Ezer Neshech. He just cites the sugya in Kufir Aleph in Bav Metzia, right? And what that sugya says is just that every case of Kovish Shachar Sechir violates both Losashok and Gezel. Zeh Oshek, Zeh Gezel. So all you get from that sugya is that everything which is covered by Losashok, at least as far as Kovish Shachar Sechir, is covered by Losigzel. That's the sugya he's quoting to tell you that you don't need to count two lavin according to that. He doesn't quote the Sugya Nezu Neshech, which, if you read it like the Magen Mishnah, and what he's omitting really is Gezel, I think you need to point to that Sugya, because that answers the question, well, what do you mean that Lo Segzol, you can just omit it? What happened to Gezel? What happened to the Isra Gezel? I mean, what happened to the phenomenon, the normal phenomenon of Gezel, classical Gezel? Where does that get prohibited? So if he's really saying you don't need Lo Segzol, I think he needs to tell us that he's, you know, look at the Sugya Nezu Neshech. He doesn't. He's telling us, look at the Sugya in Kufir Aleph in Bava Metzia, which simply says that all cases of Oshek, of Kovish Shachar Sechir, violate both Oshek and Gezel. And I think what he's saying is that, not that Gezel doesn't prohibit anything but Kovish Shachar Sechir, but that Oshek prohibits, you know, Kovish Shachar Sechir, and that's also prohibited already by Gezel, therefore I don't need to include that on the list. If you actually look at Sefer HaChinuch, let's say Sefer HaChinuch assumed this is what he meant. Not like the Achronim who say that he omitted Gezel, he says he omits Varav Tzavati Kasa B'Cheshar Mitzvos B'Kevan Eshkachin the Marava B'Oshek V'Gezel Chad Lo Nimna Lav D'Oshek V'Minin Alavin. Okay. Now, that's all just a background just to say what the Gemara B'Av Metzia says, what it does say. Now, the question still exists, however, right? Like the question you're asking, which is, okay, so how do we get the Rambam? Here the question becomes, how do we understand this din, what the Torah is telling us, right? That the Kovish Shachar Sechir violates Gezel. How do we understand that? What does that mean for the parameters, let's say, of Lo Sigzal? So here I think you can go one of two ways. One thing you could understand, Rava's Kamash Malan, is that Gezel, in fact, does not require Nitilas Mamon. It really, you might say, the essence of Gezel is really being Machzik B'Mamon Acherim. Having money that doesn't belong to you, that's Gezel. Therefore, even withholding is over, and of course, being Notel, again, of course, the classical Gezel is included in Isser Gezel. Being notal mamon is over, but being machzik b'mamon, holding mamon that doesn't belong to you, is also over. Gezel, it includes netilah, it also includes simply withholding, right? The main point really is simply being machzik b'mamon she'ein hashachah. Now, if that's the case, and that's what the Kamash Malan here is, that Kovish Shachar Sechir teaches us that it's actually lav dafka netilas mamon, it's really just anybody who's machzik b'mamon, and therefore even kvishas shachar sechir is violates. If that's true, then we would say that every violation of oshek, let's say the rov harishonim that hold that oshek isn't limited to shachar sechir, but includes, let's say, hava, right, that also violates losashok, then of course every violation of oshek is also going to violate gezel, right? Because even the non shachar sechir cases involve, right, they involve being machzik b'mamon shein hashachah. So if what Rav is telling us is that Gezel actually does not require Netilas Mamon, it's sufficient if it's just Machzik B'Mamon Shein Hashachah, then in terms of the parameters of the Chiddush, we would assume then that every case of Oshek, not just Kovish Shachar Sechir, but every case of Oshek violates. And this is indeed the opinion of at least two Rishonim. One is the Rashbats, in Zohar Arkiya. He says this quite clearly. He says, so that already sounds like the Rama, but then he says at the end here, you know, Veino bechal lave ha oshek. Avu bisha amruchim perkamikal. Lefisha kol oshek hu gezel vein kol gozel oshek. Every violation of oshek is a violation of gezel, but not every case of gezel is oshek. Meaning, gezel is both netilas mamon and also simply kvishas mamon. Okay? But in terms of what that signifies, it signifies that it isn't dafka netilas mamon. It wouldn't make sense to say that you have gezel versus oshek. It's really gezel. And then you also have a much, right, there's a case of kvishas mamon, which has a much more specific meaning, and that's just certain kinds of gezel, where you don't have a netila, but rather just simply withholding money that belongs to somebody else. And the Meiri as well, right? Gozal miyucha b'shem gezel hu lakech mamon chaver b'chazka. Again, he also formulates it like that, but then you see he's it seems to be that he's withdrawing from that somewhat when he says, "V'alav nemros exol levad, aval misha ba mamon chaver b'yado b'heter v'kafar kavash b'chazka v'lo hichzir kigon ava pikadon oschirus." Right, but he mentions the other cases, right? Like Rav Rishonim, that all these cases, anytime you're kovish mamon, that's a violation of lo sashok. He says, "Ve'ein ze nikra b'shem gezel mikom makom." Ain't it minze chaluk v'yos echa nikra b'shem gezel v'echa b'shem oshek ela b'kol she b'minze. Here, I think it's pretty clear. He means this is on Kufir Av. He means to say it's not just that it doesn't matter what kinds of methods that I'm using to try to continue my withholding the money. If I tell you lech v'shov, go, I'll do it. Or if I say explicitly, I'm never going to hand over to you. He means b'chol she b'minze. Any type of kvisha is going to be over on gezel. But he, I think, is pretty clear also b'chol she b'minze. Any case, it's lav davka schar schir, all these cases which are oshek are also violating gezel. Over ashne lavin, shum lo sigzol mishum lo sashok. Which is to say, again, that apparently we learn that gezel really is lav davka netilas mamon. Netilas mamon is just perhaps the case, you might say, the case of gezel, which is only gezel. Right? But in terms of the lav lo sigzol, it actually does not require specifically netilas mamon, even simply withholding money is sufficient. And then I would say, in terms of how we understand gezel, you could view gezel as lav dafka, an act of netila, but simply really holding on to money that doesn't belong to you is gezel, right?
Is that like the ritual that we saw before? That's put the like made a chalik between just getting the lav again, which is what the actual
ritual. Where did you see the ritual?
On page 4.
No, I think the ritual was saying there. Oh, perhaps. But we have to say what the other option is first. We'll come back to that, yeah. The other option, I think, is what the Rambam must have held. I think Lufi Anuzati, it's clear the Rambam read things differently. And that's because of what we started with. Namely, he always defines Gezel as Netilos Mamon, and Oshek as Kvishos Mamon. So he defines it as Lakicha in contrast to Oshek, which is Kvisha. Moreover, where do you find that he says that Kovish Shachar violates Gezel? Nowhere in Hichos Gzela doesn't ever tell you that. Where does it appear? It appears in Hichos Schiris. Hichos Schiris is where he codifies this halacha. Kol Kovish Shachar Schiris is in Shosh number 5, Perek Gidolf in Halacha Beis. Kol Kovish Shachar Schir, Ki ilu natal nasho mimenu shenem arvei lovu nasev. So shav over bar saros, v'ozer mishum baal toshek, mishum baal tigzol. So you find out in Hichos Schiris, Perek Gidolf, that the Kovish Shachar Schir violates Gezel. Very strange, it's not in Hilchos Gzela, but I think what this means is clear, which is that he understood that Kovish Shachar Schir is an exception to the rule. It's a unique exception. It's the one case of Gezel which does not actually involve Netilas Mamon, and therefore, because it doesn't characterize Gezel overall, it doesn't need to be in Hilchos Gzela. It also doesn't redefine for us what Gezel is. Gezel is still Netilas Mamon. The one thing that Rav is Mechadish is that the Torah comes to be Mechadish that a Kovish Shachar Schir, even though it doesn't involve Netilas Mamon, and it really shouldn't be under Lo Sigzol, he too violates. But that's a unique exception. Why? I think it's clear. Just in terms of why it would be that Kovish Shachar Schir is a unique exception, it relates to the nature of Shachar Schir. The person puts his kochos into it. He puts his heart and soul into his work. So the labor that earns him that money in a way which is unique. It's not just... It almost goes, from side to side. On the one hand, it never was in his possession. On the other hand, he earned that money, right? I mean, he put his heart into it. He put his soul into it, and he's dependent on it. So if he's done the work, withholding it is not just the normal case of, you owe somebody money. Withholding that, it's being no tal nishmaso. This is what Chazal say in the Gemara Bava Metzia. I didn't quote it here. In Kufya Beis, that kovish shachar sechir kilu no tal nishmaso mimenu. You're taking advantage of him. You're taking his labor. You owe him that money. A love who no say it's not show, as the Rambam says here, pasuk says, right, that biyomatiz and schar v'lo savolav shemesh ki ani hu ve'elav unoseh nafsho. And this uniqueness of kovish schar sechir, I think, also you find expressed clearly in the sugya in Kufir Av Beis. The Gemara says that basically, just to say it outside, that I could have had a havamina that even if I held shalok halacha, that gezel akum is mutter minadin, even if I held that, I could have still said, I could have still thought that kovish shakar sechir will be forbidden, will be usher. What do you mean? It should be the opposite, right? I mean, one of them is being notel something which is already in his possession, and the other one is simply withholding. And the Gemara's explanation of this is, the Gemara says you need it both ways. I wouldn't have been able to derive either one. We understand why, even if I knew that gezel was forbidden, I wouldn't have known that necessarily oshik is forbidden, because lo asaliyade, right? That's where this line comes up. There was never money in his possession that I'm taking from him in the case of schar sechir, right? But why would I say the opposite? Just tell me that gezel is mutter, and then I would know that oshek is mutter. This is according to the Manda Amar, basically, that holds both of them are mutter. You needed to tell me that oshek is mutter, even though I know gezel is mutter. I could have thought oshek would be forbidden. Why? He's put his kishkas into it, put his heart and soul into his work. If he's tarach bay, okay, so then it's usser. Even if being notel something from him is mutter, I could have thought that withholding wages is not. So I think for the Rambam, because of that chumrah of kovish shachar sechir, particularly Torah is mechadesh, you're going to violate gezel as well. But that's very much a chiddush; it's an aberration. It doesn't define gezel more broadly, and therefore all the other cases of oshek, where it isn't shachar sechir, hava or pikadon, those do not violate gezel. And again, if you look at the Rambam, he just says that one case is kovish shachar sechir or violates gezel. So I think that's what emerges from the Rambam, and therefore you have it. That Rambam, when he defines Gezel, defines Oshek, he defines Oshek as Kvishas Mamon and Gezela as Netilas Mamon. And this, I think, also really is a very solid evidence for this view, and maybe in part why the Rambam held it. If you take this view that not every case of Losajok violates Gezel, but rather only Kovish Shachar Sechir, then you have an answer to a question which bothered the Tosos. Tosos wonder as follows: Tema Bishlam Hacha Chilkan Kidei Lavor Lavashnei Lavin. I understand, Rabbi, you're telling me, Lavor, why did the Pasuk say in two different formulations? To be marbe the azharos, that it should be something indicating severity. In order to be marbe the azharos, that's why the Pasuk says lo sigzel and lo sashok. Aval gabe ashram gzelos, lam nichtivu shneyem, o begezel oshek. The Pasuk says, veshav zgzela asher gazel, o esa oshek asher ashak. Right? If you're telling me that every oshek is gezel, so then, of course, why do I need, what's the O? Just tell me veheshiv esak zeila asher gazel, and I'll know that oshek is included in this because every oshek is gezel, right? It's a good question, right? I don't think he's asking if they're synonyms. I don't think he is going to the Magen Mishnah. I think the question is, I understand that not every gezel is oshek, but every oshek is gezel, and if that's the case, right? So then every time I violate los ashok, I'll know when the pasuk says veheshiv esak zeila asher gazel. That every case of oshek is being referenced there. It's already there. Why does the pasuk say oshek as if there's something that I know now that I wouldn't have known otherwise? So for the Rambam, the answer is simple: because not every case of oshek is gezel. If the pasuk says veishim zegzel asher gezel, so I would have known one case of oshek, namely schar sechir. So then I have the whole din that the pasuk in the beginning of it, in Parsha Vayikra is describing. Then I know that that's bechal that parsha, but I don't know about, let's say, kvishas hava. I don't know about kvishas pikada. Right? These other cases, which for the Rambam do not violate gezel, it would be bechal that parsha, and therefore the pasuk needs to say. And that I think in the end is the ritva. This is when I say the ritva, I mean the ritva yashan. It's not the ritva, but it was attributed to the ritva for a long time. I think they think it's Talmud Rashba. But not the Ritva. The Ritva Yashin makes this point. He quotes somebody as having this problem. Why does the pasuk need to say it twice? Why do you need to be mechalik there? Hachad milsehi v'lo tiritz klum, right? V'nir de b'maydi prishis le'el b'taritz de hu hai kushish apirashin de lo be'inan ezehu oshek v'ezehu gezel ele gabe schir va ba'ama ikachilo kemoshe perush v'oshek v'gezel dekatsav gabe ashen ba'ama hu dechsivi v'lo gabe schir. Right, the Oshek there is not speaking about Sechir necessarily. It's talking about any case of Oshek. Right? I think he's saying that way. There's cases which violate Gezel, and there are cases that don't violate Oshek, and there are cases of Oshek which don't violate Gezel. Right? The cases of Gezel that don't violate Oshek, again, if you're not the Magen Mishnah, is every case of Netilus Mamon. The cases of, and therefore you need to have Gezel there. The cases of Oshek that don't violate Gezel, or is everything but Sechar Sechir. Right? V'lo Abe Sechir Hu. Right? So that's something which for the Rambam you have an answer to. For the Tosfos it's much more difficult to come up with an answer to that question. Now, I should say, you had a question? Yeah, now the one issue that needs to be examined further, and I'll just mention quickly, one other case where we find that you violate Gezel potentially, and it seems to be not Netilas Mamon, but rather Kvishas Mamon, is Kofar B'Pikadam. Right, here we have the Rambam cites it, Lalacha, Kofar B'Pikadam, Bezin, Hayabershusa, Bez Shekafar, Nasal of Gazan, Chai Bon Sav. That's based on the Sugya in, it's a Machogis in the Gemara in Kofayim and Bez. But this is how he paskins, or Sheshas, Kofar B'Pikadam, Nasal Gazan, Chai Bon Sin. And so one wonders, maybe this doesn't work so well for what we're saying, right? Meaning, if it's true that you need to be no tal mamon, so kofar bikadon, it shouldn't be gezel. So here I think one could say a couple of things. One possibility is to say, inachinami doesn't violate the isser of gezel. When we say gazlan here, we're talking about just having the chiyuv of a gazlan. Meaning somebody who has until now been a good shomer, and he's kofar bikadon, asal gazlan means that now he has chiyuv gezela. But lav davka that he actually violates the isser of the little sigzel, he doesn't because there's no netila. Maybe he violates Oshek. Maybe you could say he doesn't violate Oshek either. In fact, I think you have a siwa from that, from the Gemara, because the Gemara actually asks, to be chayv amonsim, what do we know that from? L'manu onesh azhar minayin. Anything anybody discuss this? I don't think. The Gemara doesn't say lo sigzol. That's the azhara for the kovar b'pikadam. The Gemara also doesn't say lo sajam, which is also interesting. It says instead, losechashu. And then the Gemara discusses whether or not that's tafka b'shvu, or in the parsha of shvus pikadon, or perhaps even without a shvu. But the Gemara doesn't actually say losechzal or losashu. So maybe it actually violates neither. Perhaps the kovar b'kadon, if he's just ma'aki of the mamon, maybe that doesn't violate losashu. Maybe he has to be kovish in a way. That needs to be determined why it wouldn't be a violation of losashu. But either way, one could perhaps argue that you see from here it's not a violation of losechzal. I didn't quote it, but actually the Ritva, I think, is pretty clear, though, that you do violate the Sigzal. I should mention. I think maybe the Mahadir and the Ritva maybe points this out. You can ask this question from on the Ritva. The alternative is to say, the Ritva and Bavin Siyah and Chavav, the alternative is to say that, no, this is a violation of Gezel, and that the reason for that is because it actually does constitute a Netilo. It's not merely a failure to relinquish. And the argument for that, we'll get to some of this stuff later on in the parak, but the argument for that would be that actually, legally speaking, it changes possession at that point. It's not just that it doesn't remain with you. Before now, it was Birshus HaBailim. As an expression of that, for instance, the Bailim could sell it. He could be Makish if he wanted, because it was in his legal domain. We'll get to these concepts more later. Once you are Kofar B'Pikadon, then already you become a Gazlan, and now it's considered to be Birshus. It's no longer Birshus HaBailim. He would be able to be Makish, he wouldn't be able to sell it. If that's true, and we'll see whether or not it's true at some point, but if that is true, then one could argue that actually is a kind of netila, because even though it physically has not changed possession, but legally speaking, you've now removed it from what was in the legal domain. He was in legal possession of the item, now he's not. If that's true, then you could argue that that's different. That's not the same thing as a kovish char sechir or even a kovish halva, whatever it is. It wouldn't necessarily be the same. You never were a shomer on this thing, if that's the case. You were never a shomer on it. When you were shomer on it, it means it was in his possession, and it was just, you know, because in kolecha de isa b'shutza demarika isa, it's just considered an extension of his own property, his own domain. It's legally in his domain. You're holding it on his behalf. In that case, if you then are kofar on it, then all of a sudden there is a legal removal of the item from his possession. So maybe that would satisfy the criterion of netilah. So I'm just pointing out that the issue of kofar b'pikadon does need to be dealt with on this view, but I think it's pretty clear, as we started out in the Rambams, that he views this as a dividing line between Gezel and Geneva, for that matter. Both of them involve lekichas mamon shelo kedin, just a matter of the mode, versus Oshek, which is simply withholding, which is simply failing to relinquish mamon that doesn't belong to you, failing to give it back. But Gezel is specifically no-tel, the one exception being Sfar Sfir. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
We see that maybe like a star that was like the teal of my friend.
For what?
For the Picasso. Now that he has it and he's been kofar, so that's megala longer than.
It probably wouldn't be nitiel mafreh. Meaning, let's say the bailum, let's say the mafkid was makdashit while it was before you were kofar.
Okay.
So then I think it would be chal. And there's some significant nafkaminas to that, right? So I don't think it's mafreya, but the point is, bishas maisa, the Ritva actually kind of says something like this, but he's trying to establish something else. He doesn't speak about it as an issue of netila versus kfisha. He's speaking about it, the Ritva is mechadesh, you need to be notal davar mirshus in the sense that it has to be within his legal possession. So therefore, the context he was coming to this, and we'll get to this, was Aveda, where the Gemara that we mentioned, that the Gemara says that notal Aveda is over on Lusigzal, so the Ritva says that's only because he's mechadish there. Aveda is actually Bershus Habaylim Lehekdesh Lemechira. He's mechadish there. Not everybody agrees, so we'll see that. But he says because you need it to be, in order to be Gezel, it needs to be Vayigzal Sachanis Me'ad HaMitzri. What that means is it needs to be within his legal possession, like the Mitzri had that Chanis. And therefore, Aveda was within the person's legal possession, and now it's not. Then he gets the Kovar Pikadon. He says, and the Kovar Pikadon also violates Lusigzal, and the reason is because it called echadisa because called echadisa b'shus of the marisa, and then when he's kofar, then all of a sudden it's like being notal miyad. His point was more the miyad point, not so much the act of netila. But I think you could be, say something along those lines to also sort of address this issue, which is, let's say, if you hold it, you really do need to be removing something from somebody's possession, and if you're not doing that, then it's not gezel. So, which I think is true for the Rambam, with the sole exception of Kovar Shachar Sechir, then that could be an explanation of how Kovar B'Pikadon really is over on the Lav Gezel. Again, the Rambam doesn't say he is; he just says he's a Gazlan V'Nasa Lav Chayv in his Chayv Onsim. But let's say if he is, that would be the explanation. Okay, all right. So, next Kabura is the second half of the Hakdama, and we'll discuss now the nature of the Surum, the potential comparison and differences, and we'll start first with the Chumra of Kefil. Well, why is Kefil? Why is Ganav more chamer such that the Torah is mechayev kefil? That formulation of the question is a little bit audacious, but that's exactly the way the Gemara formulates the question. If they ma'ach mira Torah beganav, they ask for Yochem and Zakai. So I said at the Makaros, what we're going to do is we're going to first explore what there's to say about kefil. Why is it different? First, Rabbi Yochem and Zakai's answer, and then perhaps other answers, which you find in some Rishonim. And then we'll see whether or not that broadens. Is that just an issue, local, isolated? You know, there just happens to be an extra din that the Torah, slaps onto Ganav, which is Kefel, but in all other respects, except for Kefel, you just have Shemos Chalukim of the same Isser. Or no, that actually really represents something which is very different about Geneva, and we'll have to look into those contexts and see how that plays out. Okay?